Transportation Minister Rob Fleming says fines of up to $100,000 and potential jail time for drivers hitting overpasses and other infrastructure in BC sends a clear message. Simply put, there are no excuses for crashes and collisions with our infrastructure, he said Tuesday afternoon, March 12, in the legislature. In addition to the fines, drivers who are convicted could face up to 18 months in jail. He added families, businesses and the economy suffer when commercial vehicles hit overpasses. There have been 35 crashes by overheight commercial vehicles since late 2021. While Fleming could not cite a specific figure, these crashes have caused millions of dollars in provincial highway repairs, along with lengthy closures and supply chain disruptions. Let me be clear, these crashes need to stop. I want to stress the vast majority of commercial drivers in this province exemplify the utmost professionalism. Only a tiny percentage don't seem to be getting the message. The facts of future investigations will determine whether drivers or their employers will bear the higher penalties, Fleming said. Fleming made these comments in discussing the proposed legislation, which he had tabled Tuesday morning. Dave Earl, president and chief executive officer of the BC Trucking Association, joined Fleming. The new fines would be the highest in Canada and come after the province had raised fines in December to the maximum allowable figure of $500 from $100. The fines will come into force with the legislation's royal assent. Read more. Trucks hitting BC overpasses to face escalating scale of penalties. Earl, whose organization helped shape the proposed legislation, said the changes represent one, but important tool to improve safety. Imposing stricter penalties for carriers supports road safety and helps protect infrastructure, and ultimately enhances safety for everyone on our roads, he said. While the province was planning to implement escalating penalties for companies with repeat offenses, the new fines represent the latest in a series of steps the ministry has taken recently to address the issue. These changes include formalizing progressive enforcement framework, but it will still include escalating consequences for carriers who commit repeat offenses. Those consequences could include a possible loss of safety certificates, prohibiting them from operating. Other changes are also on the way. Trucks will have to have in-cab warning device to alert dump-style vehicle operators when the dump box is raised starting June 1. The province has also mandated speed-limiting devices, preventing heavy commercial vehicles from traveling more than 105 km per hour on BC highways. Fleming said BC is also working with the federal government as well as other provinces and territories to close loopholes that allow so-called chameleon companies from operating in one province despite being prohibiting from operating in another. Read more. BC suspends trucking company's certificate after Delta overpass crash. Under the current system, provinces and territories can only monitor and assess operators licensed in their own jurisdiction, thereby not recognizing the interprovincial nature of commercial trucking. Last month, BC cancelled Chauhan Freight Forwarder's ability to operate in BC following 6 overpass crashes in 3 years. The company, which also operates in Alberta, has sued BC following government's decision to initially suspend the company's operations in December following another overpass strike.